Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue our Exceedingly Great Joy series, we're focused in this week on an enduring joy, and a joy that lasts. And as we spend time each weekday morning, we're going to focus on endurance and some of what the Bible says about how we endure, the things that do endure, how we can live with joy in times where endurance is necessary, that we overcome the hardships, the troubles, the difficulties of life through a faithful endurance. And so we're going to begin this morning talking and praying about an enduring fear of the Lord and how that level, that commitment of endurance helps us to live with joy. Psalm 19, verse 9, says, "The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous." Fear of the Lord is one of those phrases that sometimes we struggle to know what to do with. The Bible tells us the standard greeting of angels to people is to fear not. Sometimes the difficulty in applying the Bible is, well, it's our English language. We use one word for a lot of different things, and we hear it in certain ways. And fear is one of those that, well, God says that perfect love casts out all fear, and then he tells us that we ought to have a fear of the Lord. In fact, an enduring fear of the Lord, a fear of the Lord that doesn't stop. Now, when you investigate, when you dive into all of the places that it talks about a fear of the Lord, it's not talking typically about being frightened, about being frightened for your safety, for your well-being. There is a slight level of concern, because he has the power, he has the authority. It's the verse we just read, he's the righteous one. His commands and laws are completely right, and we're not. And so there is that element of knowing that what you deserve is not going to be pleasant. But overall, the fear of the Lord is a regard or respect that exceeds anything else. Many, many years ago, when I was 16, got a driver's license, and Mom and Dad's rule was that if I got in an accident, that I'd lose my driving privileges. As a 16-year-old who worked and lived on the farm and earned money and had bought my own car, that seemed kind of unfair that somebody could take something away from me that was mine. But that was their rule. I understood it. And it wasn't long before I decided to try a little NASCAR move and slide around a curve But instead of sliding around the curve, I slid up and over and off the curve. And got a car stuck in a fence. Even with the help of the farmer whose fence I was attached to, we couldn't get it out. So the sheriff had to come out and do a report, and the tow truck had to come out and finally get the car back on the road, and I go home. The first thing I did is I walked into Mom and Dad's bedroom and simply laid my keys on the headboard of their bed. Because of that fear. Again, not terrified, not thinking I was going to be harmed, but that healthy respect that understood that what they said was what they meant. They wanted to make sure I was safe and said, no, yeah, there's no damage to the car. I'm safe. It just required the tow truck. And they said, we'll talk about it in the morning. And we talked about it and they handed my keys back. It was all part of a lesson, a teaching that I needed to learn. And so many times we reject or we try to hide from God's rules, His laws, His ordinances, because we don't like them. We don't like the consequences of them. And there are times where we think that they're unfair. They're meant to harm us. They're meant to punish us. They're meant to keep us from something better. It was the case with Adam and Eve. God's rule to not eat of the tree that He designated was okay until the serpent comes along and says, God's just trying to keep you from being like Him. He's withholding something good from you on purpose. And they believed it. And this fear of the Lord that endures forever is an understanding that He not only knows what's best for us, He has the authority to do what's best for us. And that even in the times when correction is needed, it's always for our good. And this enduring fear of the Lord continually draws us to welcoming His ordinances, His commands, His instructions. To realizing that our willing participation is better than a forced participation. The Bible says that there will be a day that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. But as you look into that, it doesn't mean that all people will be saved. Some will be recognizing that truth too late. It's that day of judgment. It's that moment when we realize our faith in Jesus was worth it, or our rejection of Jesus has cost us more than we could ever realize. So we live with this high regard, with this respect, with this fear of the Lord that endures no matter what happens in life. And we learn to not let the discouragements of life move us away from that fear of the Lord. We learn not to let the successes of life move us away from that fear of the Lord. The enduring fear of the Lord is an element that continually glues us to Him. Because we want to do what is right. We want to do what He commands. We want to do what pleases Him. Because He is the one we fear, we respect, we honor, we give glory to. And so today, in the midst of whatever endurance is required, choose an enduring fear of the Lord. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. It's because of Your love that we can have this fear that isn't terrifying. Oh, there are moments of recognition that we can glimpse at what we deserve. And because we can glimpse that, there's a fear that somehow we're not enough. But God, in the midst of that enduring fear of the Lord that You've called us to, may we recognize that You are enough. That all of Your judgments are right, that all of Your commands are pure. And that all that You do in building us up and encouraging us and correcting us is always for our good. And may this regard that we hold You in continually lead us to wanting to do what is right, to do what Your Word commands, to do what pleases You. And so, God, today, may we live with the fear of the Lord that is present in our life. Not just one that we had once, not just one that brought us to You, but a fear of the Lord that endures, that lasts, that never gives up, that continues to draw us nearer and nearer to You in a way that we accept what You want. And God, today, as we live, as we grow in our understanding of what a fear of the Lord looks like, may it bring to us that enduring joy as we begin to understand how our faithfulness is rewarded, how our endurance is not only made possible by You, but is rewarded by You. And how that fear of the Lord draws us into a confidence of eternal life with You. An outcome that ought to fill us with joy every moment that we live. So God, today, in this life that we have, may our fear of the Lord well up within us, that we would lift up Jesus as the one that's worthy. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.